Hi, this is October 30th, 2006, an interview with Laura, Dawn, and Lucy Fowley. Okay, and this is the Pushaw family.
Laura Fowley was born February 28, 1924.
That's me.
Lucy was born
I went to school in South Pole.
What year?
8 years I went.
8 years.
Okay. And then I went to Union High School after that.
How many kids were in school when you went to school? In your class? What, 25? In the school? Oh, who was your teacher?
Well, I was head for a teacher, Elizabeth Brown, Olive Crockett, and Eva Taylor was up there. Not when we were, but when Eva Taylor was there.
Who
was the other
one? Carrie something was it?
What was the inside of the school like?
Well, it held 8 grades all together.
Did you have flush toilet?
Started out in South Primary and ended up in 8th grade.
Neither does that man out to me.
Okay, so what did you have for bathroom facilities? And so what happened with the water? Did you have a dipper to drink out of? Or?
Yeah. Like that.
Everybody use the same dipper?
We get our own.
You did. You had your own. Did you have a little cup?
No, we didn't either, did we? Gee, you know, I can't remember like they all came. I can't, save my soul.
There's a lot of them in my mother.
God, I'm glad you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go school?
Okay, so what did he have on his notes? Okay, you went to high school. You two went to high school in Union.
Yes.
Where'd you
come? Rockport.
Oh, you went to Rockport. And when did you come to Hope?
I was here in the 8th grade. I went to 8th grade in North and Rockport, and then went to high school.
And where did you work?
I started out with some patients. Patients at Hope. South Oakville, 1976. There I went to Captain to Joe Pushaw. There I went to Thomas and Candy.
What was
the
service in
Virginia? There were several jobs that went on. I used to work for Mine Robot, the street service, and there I went to the Noel Goodwin. Camden on the Molyneux Road. From there I went to Marine Corps and was there for 25 years and worked two different jobs for Captain, for Manuel Gooding, and Marine Corps. That's all been done.
Name it, he's done it.
I guess so.
And retired. Well, 1985. I still work sure was an odd job in the sand.
Now, you have something here about Blueberry. Who grew up on Blueberry?
We did.
You all, yeah, okay. Where was it? So, when did you marry?
September 1st, 1946.
Mm-hmm. And where did you live?
I lived in West Stockport for about a year and worked in Blueberry Association in West Stockport. And then came here in South Hope and worked for rented off in Tom Winston for 6 or 8 months. Mm-hmm. Now I went down to Laura's mother's father in 1947. Moved in this place here with his minor tailors, and 1947 in the fall, the place burned, and I rebuilt in 1948, and lived here ever since.
And Jerry was born here.
Jerry was born, and it was born first in 1947. Jerry's 1951, and Susan was 1957.
She was born in the hospital,
wasn't she? 5 years old.
And and the hospital was?
Knox.
Oh,
it's
Knox.
Okay.
Okay. And then you joined the Navy.
Yes. 1942. Well, in 1946.
Joined the Navy and went to Hawaii.
What? And what was the name of your carrier?
You were Chris Langley.
I
was commissioned in New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey, and went out of Philadelphia, which is across the bridge. Went to Hawaiian Islands. And now in the South Pacific, 11 major battles all together. I've just died down there, I think. Had Purple Heart, Bronze Star, Purple, Purple River.
I had the man
there,
and you were born in East Union?
East Union, yes, at the May Place.
And you were adopted?
Yes.
And what was their name?
John Dahl and Jessica Dahl. My mother died when I was 7 days old. Winifred was supposed to be my aunt when she took me over as her mother. And lived in John Three Foreshore. Was my father, supposed to be my brother. It's what they call Thondikeville.
And how were winters? What were the winters like?
We had plenty of snow.
Yes, I can remember 7 foot of snow in the middle of the road. And West Maryland used to plow it with a log in between the sled runners. And that's how we used to go back and forth to work. And I've worked with a good many of those people around here, I guess. Rupert Barrett, Arthur Brown.
And did you hunt?
Took the other one.
Did you hunt?
Hunted. I started when I was 12 years old. I just shot my first rabbit.
And fished.
And hunting and fishing. Mother and father, all of us went hunting and fishing. We used to go down to Fort Duncan and down to Baldwin. And he and I hunted and fished for many years.
What were your holidays like?
What were the holidays like? We most of them, we went to grandmother's. Grandmother for sure, Emily, and John, and always had 25 to 30 people there, at least. Always had a big Thanksgiving, also with Christmas. And the whole family always was there.
Do you still do that? Do you still all get together?
No.
Not so much, too many people.
Like we used to.
Too many people. The children now are grown up and they all going a separate way, I guess. Sometimes we have Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's most of them.
They have their own lives, they just come see us.
Tell me about the flag raising across the street.
I had the flag out since 1978, put it out. That's what I'm saying.
What do you think? Susan did it? Susan did it some?
Mm,
no, what did
yeah,
that?
She did the first.
She did?
Yeah, she done the first. A year or so.
Yes, well, not get run over now.
That's what I said.
It's very, very dangerous, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They won't slow down for you.
She was up for 7 o'clock or so, bringing in full dark.
Now, the store, who had the store when you first came here?
Ralph Robbins, I guess. Oh, that was Mario's aunt, wasn't it?
Grandmother.
I think the place was built by Taylor. By Marcellus Taylor, I understand.
This store here.
When they bought it off from
Bill Wilmer.
I can remember when he had it. Now I went to Ralph Alvin. Ralph was sold it to Fuller. No, it wasn't Fuller, it was what was the last name? Peggy Thomas?
No.
Leach.
Yeah.
Leach.
Right.
Yeah. Peggy Leach. Peggy married Fuller. And Fuller sold it to
Bob Shaw.
And Bob Shaw sold it to Lincoln sold it to Greenwald.
Now the garage was across the street.
Yeah.
Yes. Doug Jacobs used to run it. He started out. And all that was Marcel Taylor at his birth. As a mechanic, and he sold it to George Jacob sold it to, he called Bob Payson, was George Payson, and he used it as a crate factory, as a holding for crates. Payson's mill used to be over down here for old hot mills. Now there's a mill before that, after that, and I don't know what it was, what the name of that one. But Hart's Mill was the first one, Elba Hart, and Judd Payson was the second one.
Moved from there, went
over here, and where the church is now, and made a great factory there. We worked there for 2 or 3 years.
And there was a church where Union Chemical is.
And there was a church over here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three different stores in the town.
Right. All right, tell me.
This store.
There's a church they tore down.
Push on Fish started out as a grain factory, grain store. And
where was it now?
Well, the grain hall is now.
Okay.
And after that was the manly store, which is over further, which they also sold grain. But not on, I don't know.
Where was the sweet shop?
Sweet shop was up on top of
the hill up here.
The hill up here.
Mm-hmm. Matty
Powell. And Ed Powell.
And that was an eatery.
That place burnt in 1948. Matty Powell's place. Sweet shop was there for quite a while.
And you didn't have any children born in the Gruel maternity home. Was that after your kids?
Okay.
Yeah.
It was.
Very cool place.
Mm-hmm. Was there another church besides this one? The one
yes.
That place here?
Church over here, my grandfather was in Minnesota.
That one they tore down.
Mm-hmm.
They tore it down.
Is that where the school is now, in the church?
Yeah.
No.
This side of it. It used to be an individual church that was on this side. And Lucy's law's father owned the place. And he sold it to George Payson, one father, Bob Payson. And Bob Payson sold it to the church.
This place been around, isn't it?
It has.
Well, it's your time.
I'm going around.
We all knew everybody in town.
Right. Now we don't
know anybody. They have all the time. So here's the Grange Hall. We all belong to Grange and Pomona. At Dance Hall, Dance is over here.
Now people, I guess, they want their own ways and not mix or something, because
now we don't even know our own neighbor.
Yeah, that's what a while ago. Yes, she did. Both doctors are dead.
They used to work for a while.
I don't know if that will pick that up, but the post office is right here.
Yes, this is the one of the post office, yes.
Well, now you don't even dare breathe.
You wouldn't dare to do that, hang me faster.
We have no place to go around here now. You know, for a gentleman, there's no place to live.
Little great-grandchildren, two of them came last
night. No community building at all.
They weren't going to be home for at least. No, they come in. They live right near us.
Yeah. You're lucky.
Yes, I love them.
That's right. You always do love kids.
Right? Yeah.
So what else did you do for fun, for play?
Cats.
Played cats.
We used to go to dances. That's fun.
Play school,
upstairs on the
kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, room upstairs.
We can't play school.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be teacher.
Oh, dear.
Little bottom and boulder.
That's right.
4 foot length fish.
Cold.
That's what you put in your soul.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
One soul kept us warm.
Yeah, just one soul.
Who kept the fire going? The teacher or did the kid?
I don't know if I'm fine. That's the teacher.
Well, the teacher did some, but I think
it was
very, very.
I guess the teacher got most of it in there.
You did a lot of it, though.
I don't know. Might have been the older one. Let's see, Fred Hastings, Lee Coleman, where was that picture, Mother?
Harry Merrifield, how old was he?
Well, he wasn't that old, actually, when he was doing this. He probably was, I don't know, 12? Because they had to be. They didn't go to school there after they were 13 or 14 at the most. Because they went to high school at that time. So they were all young as they were doing these things.
Mm.
Got a picture of just the names all along the back of a long downfall.
Yalma Tour.
Yeah. Yalma Tour. Yeah.
That was
about
land for
30
years.
Your father was
about
land for 35 years.
Yeah, quite a while.
Oh.
I went to the treasure.
Excellent.
Yeah,
he went from
first,
second to third.
And what?
You know more history about down the hall.
And what was your father's name? And did you go to town meeting when it was up on, when the building was up on 235 in the old?
First of it, the old town hall.
Right.
Yeah.
How'd you get up there?
Off from Wagon. On Mark C4, on the other. Mark C4.
Yeah, that's what you
had. Mm-hmm. No, I had Mark Larry.
Wow.
Well, that's
an awful something.
I can remember Father Bola, 1917, Model T Ford, touring car, off the flight at the Fort Lauderdale, off the wagon.
Was it a long day when they had town meetings up there?
Yes, town meetings there. Now, I can't remember what happened up there.
Okay.
Most of the hall used to be in the member then. And there was always fighting every time we went to town meeting.
Always.
No something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to kick each other.
Every?
Miller.
Oh, Miller.
Miller Hall.
Yeah.
And the left of that.
Then when I went to old Doc Manko, baby, he was kind of there too. I can remember that always. But it was a Saturday night, and that's what just turned up.
It seems so. He used to do so much, and now people don't get together to do them and stuff. Mm-hmm. Fathers could be getting narrated, but maybe they.
Well,
how we just go Halloween and
yeah,
pop over town. But you know, they have to be so careful with the kids nowadays, don't they? It's different. Not
well,
with the
kids
either.
We used to tease all that with the thing on
the door. You know, people didn't help next door.
Oh, I'm trying.
They're taking a picture of me at graduation, and I'm not too far behind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you hung May baskets all over town.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
There's hang May baskets.
That's true. Okay.
See,
now they've got
lots of people. Well, it's
come right
over the house.
They don't have
to.
That's different. The good old days when.
And skating park.
Now they don't even know what that is anymore.
Well, they don't have a chance to.
Thomason, Camden, Lawson, I guess, played in Lawson.
Remember when they gathered in the field across the road and all
that? You play ball over here in this field here, then you went on and went up to Taylor Hill.
Yes.
And it was out of heart. And a few other ones, and Elmer Hart, and them made a ball diamond up there. He played there for a good many years.
What was the name of the club?
God, I can't remember what the name of the club was now.
South Hope Cubs.
Right?
South Hope Cubs.
Is that what it was? Well, I can tell you, you're better than I am. Double cup.
Blue and white uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a uniform.
I'm older than you think.
Oh, I love this.
Skipper Hart was a catcher. Daniel was a pitcher. Big Crabtree also.
Red
Merrifield. Oh, and she came and played third base. Oh, he played second base. And Rosie Wright played first base. I played on third base and sent up several times. I was left and right field and so forth.
Every weekend.
In
the spring we went baseball.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Taylor Hill.
Yeah, we used to go up on Taylor Hill. Yeah,
sometimes
you were. Well,
there's a
weekend he used to play somewhere. Was he married? Little bit.
Cutting ice.
And she's good now, Bill. Louis Huffle. I used to cut him. Cut it. The other guy, I can't remember his name. He's tall, lanky, big fellow. Can't remember what his name is.
Did you have an ice box?
Yes, they had two ice. Yes, they had ice balls. Also, they had two ice sheds down here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Charles Taylor had.
To pack it and saw that?
Yeah, pack it and saw this. It used to be around 16 by 2 foot. 2 foot long, 16 inches high. 16 the other way. Cabin claw. And you used to saw. You used to haul it up on the ice and haul it up here in the track for all the team horses on the other. An inch and a half ice. You know, get his trap set, catch the pickle when it comes down, have a big fish chowder.
Uh-huh. Huh.
He strapped fur balls to his feet.
Fur balls or fur or spokes or whatever, you know.
And used them like snowshoes.